Okay, we are back with you this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and the start of spring training can only mean one thing, that it is time to take an early look at some of the favorites to win the 2014 World Series. Of course, last year, the Los Angeles Dodgers finished with a 92-70 record, good for fourth in the National League, and in the postseason, the Dodgers lost the NLCS in six games to the St. Louis Cardinals. But this year, in 2014, the Dodgers are considered one of the favorites to win it all, and it is such a pleasure to welcome in tonight the former executive vice president and general manager of the Dodgers. That would be Mr. Fred Clare. Welcome aboard, Fred. It's good to have you with us.
Alyssa, great to be with you.
Well, let's talk about the boys in blue and get some quick hits and go around the horn, because very big expectations for the Dodgers in 2014. And it's hard to say exactly, you know this well, how the season is going to unfold. But with the Dodgers, they made some savvy moves in the offseason to an already deep and a talented team. And they are considered one of the favorites in baseball. What is your confidence level as far as them getting a shot to win it all?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in the Dodgers and the new ownership group. I think Magic and company have done a tremendous job. I was there at Dodger Stadium when the ownership group was announced, and they have, and I've said this to Magic, they have really followed the words that they said when they took over the ownership. Mm-hmm. They were going to do everything that they could to improve the team, to improve the stadium, to improve the experience. They just didn't say it. They have done it. So I have great confidence in the Dodger organization, and of course, some of the things that they've done during the off season are going to help the team. They had a major decision, a negotiation, not really a major decision, because you really had to sign the pitcher Clayton Kershaw. They did just that, making him the highest paid pitcher ever. And he's deserving of that. So a lot of confidence in the Dodgers. They have an excellent chance.
The great Fred Clare is joining us this week in a Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's the former executive vice president and general manager of the Dodgers. And there are so many compelling storylines when you zero in on the Dodgers. And I think one of the things that intrigues me the most as far as the depth with their pitching rotation. I mean, my goodness, Fred, when you have Josh Beckett near the bottom of your rotation, you know you're going to be dangerous.
Well, you do, and also at the top. The thing about the Dodgers as related to postseason play is that when you have a Clayton Kershaw, when you have a Zach Greinke, mm-hmm. you really have two number one pitchers, and that has tremendous significance when you get into postseason play. And the other thing they have is an outstanding bullpen. The young player that they just reached agreement with yesterday, he had filed through for arbitration. They settled that with the closer, Kenley Jansen. He is just a great, great young pitcher, a player who was converted from the catcher's position, and he's just been sensational in every way. So their pitching is deep. Their everyday lineup is very solid. They signed the young player from Cuba to play second base, probably the only area at this point where they may not be quite as strong as they were last year, but it hasn't all played out, and that would be the bench, because they had some very good bench players last year. They don't have quite that experience, but they're solid. And one thing about the Dodgers that we know today is that there is a hole to fill, a need that has to be addressed. They're going to do it.
What can you tell us about some of the other top prospects coming into spring? This Corey Seager.
Not real familiar with all of their young players because I don't follow the Dodgers, you know, that closely, but I know that they've been very protective of their farm system. They have tried to keep the young players that they have coming up. So I've got a lot of confidence. Their scouting director, Logan White, does a great, great job. And in fact, I'll learn a little bit more about them because, as a side note, I'm teaching a class, a sports business class, the first ever at Caltech in Pasadena, and Logan is going to be one of our guests in a couple of weeks, so I'll know a lot more, but he does a great job, and when you have Logan there, you know you're going to have talent coming into the system.
You are listening to the voice of the former executive vice president and general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. That, of course, is Fred Clare. This evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We don't want to get into the interview too far without you connecting with us online. You can join us at Twitter at eradiosports and eradiosports.com. You know, Fred, just a moment ago, you were providing some perspective, some insight from the Dodgers ownership group. Obviously, they're willing to spend money. They have very deep pockets. But the payroll will be upwards to $224 million this year. And as a result, they have got a roster flooded with talent. I wanted to get your pulse, your insight on, obviously, this big budget, but also the direction, the general manager, Ned Coletti, just kind of his baseball strategy and how he has them positioned for success.
Well, I think they really haven't overlooked anything, and they keep trying, as they should, to get better. How do we improve our team? And I think that's exactly what they've done. There is the expectation, and the expectation has always been there with the Dodgers, that the team is built to win. And I lived through that, thought that was absolutely the right way to approach it. If you're the Dodgers, you're the Yankees, you're the Red Sox, you play in great markets and you produce great revenue, that expectation and also with your history and your legacy should be there. So I always welcome that. But this is a team that is built to win. And that's just the way that should be. So, you know, there's no reason to make any excuses because the payroll is tremendous, the talent is great, and the expectations are great, and all of those things rightfully go together.
Well, expectations are great for manager Don Mattingly, now in his fourth season with the Dodgers, and he did receive a new deal in 2014. It was finalized, a three-year contract extension, and obviously because they finished so strong last year after getting off to a slow start. Did you agree with the extension? Was this a good move for L.A.?
I thought that Don did a tremendous job, and I visited Dodger Stadium a time or two last year, and I made the point to tell him just that. I think that Don, as he was as a player, takes responsibility. He's not an excuse maker. What I like about Don is the way that the players respond to him and the confidence that they have in him. So I have very high marks. By the same token, I think that his bench coach of last year, Trey Hillman, is a tremendous baseball person. I have great respect for him. They decided to make a change. All of that's part of baseball. Trey has gone on to the New York Yankees, but he is an excellent baseball man. And by the same token, the person who will now be the bench coach is someone that I brought to the Dodgers many years ago, and that's Tim Wallach. One day Tim will be a major league manager. So they have the talent, not only on the playing field, they have talent as the manager and Don, and they have an outstanding coaching staff. So they are, again, they're shooting for the top spot.
You know, Fred, you were alluding to just Don's ability to connect with players, and they play for each other, this team, because there's such inflated egos and salaries, you know, in baseball. But do you think that's his greatest trait as a manager when we talk about Don Mattingly?
I think Don's greatest trait is his honesty. There, Don is just a totally, and I never had the opportunity to work directly with him, he is just a total baseball guy, and he is just an honest person. And they got a little sideways, very candidly, at the end of the season in the press conference before it was announced what Don's status would be. That did not play out well for them. They recovered from that, ultimately signed Don. But you're going to get it very straight from Don, whether you're a member of the media or whether you're one of his players. And players respect that. Players simply want an honest answer. And my impression in dealing with Don is that you're going to get an honest answer. And that's what you're looking for.
The start of the 2014 Major League Baseball season is just around the corner. We're having a candid conversation with the former executive vice president and general manager of the Dodgers. I'm Fred. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back.